Baby 3, back at it again. Another episode of the Bryant Land Show. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. Make sure you are subscribing to the Bryant Land Show podcast, whether it's Spotify, Apple, Pocket Cast, Google, Amazon, whatever your du jour for listening to podcasts, whatever you use to listen to podcasts, make sure you subscribe to the Bryant Land Show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you're checking out the video on YouTube, on the Bryant Land channel on YouTube, make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button. That way you don't miss a video version of the podcast. Please and thank you. My guest today is Nikita Gordon. We had a chance to sit down, chat, kick it. Very interesting young lady. And without further ado, I'm going to take you to my recording of my conversation with Nikita Gordon here on the Bryant Land Show.
All right. It is not every day that I get to talk to a entrepreneur, a young entrepreneur who by the age of 26 already has her own business. Count them, one, two businesses, by the way, a hair salon, a gun, firearm, apparel line, training, just in the gun, shooting outdoor, or should I say shooting industry lifestyle. The pride of Albany, Georgia, also featured in West Georgia Woman, which is a great publication out there in West Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikita Gordon, thank you for joining the Bryant Land Show podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me join in live with you today. I really appreciate it. I look forward to the interview.
I'm glad that I get to talk to you, because when I was talking to you offline before we got ready to record, like I said, the thing that impressed me is that 26, because I'll be 45 in August. At 26, such a young, vibrant woman, a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, if you will, just a youngster, and you already doing your thing. Like I said, you got two businesses, you working them, very successful out there. But let's go back to the beginning. Like, you are in the shooting industry. You have like your own brand. When you were growing up in Albany, like, did you hunt, like, fish? Like, what was your introduction to, like, guns? Like, did you shoot guns at a young age? What was your introduction to guns?
Well, that's a good question. Well, honestly, I didn't have the traditional background of going hunting. I didn't have much experience or exposure to firearms, rather handguns or rifles. So it wasn't something of interest for me. I would say my family wasn't big on outdoors, like sporting events or shooting in that nature. So I didn't have much introductory to it. But later on, after I got into college, I ended up experiencing someone kind of following me from work, and I didn't feel safe. So I decided to get my license and purchase a firearm for self-protection. So that kind of opened my eyes to getting more experience with firearms, learning how to operate, learn how to handle them safely, and also, I guess, you know, getting more exposure into a community and surrounding myself around like-minded women so that I could get more information about personal protection and self-defense.
Wow. That, man, now, of all the introductions into, like, whether it be like the outdoors or shooting or whatever, I mean, that, first of all, I'm sorry that happened to you, but I mean, it definitely was a blessing in disguise to look at you now with everything that you got going on. But like, wow, like, I can't even imagine, like, being on a college campus and, you know, feeling threatened like that, and then like parlaying that into like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna go get my gun, I'm gonna go, you know, make sure that I'm straight. Like, wow. That is bananas. All right. So you have that unfortunate experience, but it brings you, like I said, your introduction to guns, and to the shooting industry from that standpoint. What made you decide to start your own company, as far as like with the accessories and, you know, like all the other stuff that you do in the shooting industry, was there like something lacking? Like, did you have like another experience that was like, hey, let me start my own? Like, what did that look like?
Okay, well, it started with that same experience with the guy following me. I ended up confronting him, asking him why was he following me, and he insisted he wanted to try to walk me home. I had not told him he could walk me home.
hold up. So before you even got your like weapon or whatever, when this dude was following you, like just went confronting him, like, hey, what's up? Like, what are you doing?
Well, yeah, because I didn't have anything else on me. So what would stop the situation, you know?
Right,
you
know, from escalating.
Honestly, when I was walking, yeah, from escalating. And I was coming out the diner, and I'm very aware. You know, they call it situation awareness.
Yep.
When you're aware of your environment and stuff. So I noticed that the guy was out there maybe smoking a cigarette. But soon I came out the door and started walking, like, away. Out of the parking lot, he started walking, too. And I caught that cue, and I was like, maybe, you know, I can get him the benefit of doubt. He may just be leaving too. But right. I said, if that's not the situation, well, let me try to run across the street a little faster, get on the other side and walk a little bit and then stop. And then if he come over here with that same pace, then I know he probably got some intentions of being close to me.
Right.
So I let it play it out, and that's what he did. He quickly ran over there to get over there with me. And, you know, he tried to get in between the cars to come over there and catch me before I got too far. Wow. So I stopped in front of the restaurant on the other side of the street and waited till he got over there. And I noticed that was the case. And I said, you know, what you doing? You know, why are you following me? What you got going on? And he's like, I'm trying to walk you home. And I was just like, I don't need anyone to walk me home. Like, you need to go on about your business, you know, because I'm not even moving from where I'm at.
Right.
You know, and my mindset was, I don't have anything on me. You know, I'm young, I'm small, I'm 4'11", about 110 pounds. Like, you know, I was nervous, I was scared, you know, so I was just like, you know, you need to go on. I'm not going to go anywhere else. And where I was at, I still was kind of in front of the diner where I worked. So some of my coworkers that was leaving, they seen that I was speaking to him, and I guess a demeanor or something where something was wrong. Mm-hmm. And so they end up coming over there and, you know, like, you know, checking on me, making sure I was okay. But the guy kind of started walking off, and it was some local policeman that was in the diner at that time, because they had came in for morning breakfast, and they seen the altercation too. So they came over to check and make sure I was okay. And I told them that the guy was trying to follow me, and they went and they told me they would give me a ride home, and they would go, you know, see what he had going on as well and find him. And they did. And they ended up finding out that he was a local registered sex offender. But they decided that they could not do nothing about it because he didn't do anything to me. And they gave me a ride home. So they just made sure he got home and made sure I got home. But I was like, whoa, that was serious.
Right.
You know, I didn't have anything on me, you know, and I told my family about it, told my mentors about it. And they was like, you need to get your firearm and get your license, because at the time, I want to say I was 21. So I was legally able to get my license. And so I went ahead and did that first because I knew I would want to conceal carry. So the issue became, how am I going to carry? You know, my local attire doesn't look like, you know, conceal carry attire that they have on the market for women right now. And I wanted to keep my fashionability and, you know, incorporated into my daily lifestyle. And I didn't see anything on the market like that. So I was like, well, I want something that I can carry my gun in my jacket, you know, in my jacket.
Right.
And they didn't have anything that looked like the fashionable jacket I had, say, for instance, I wanted to have a concealed carry fashionable blazer for a business meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have that option. I would need to have it either in a purse or in the waistband holster, and I wasn't comfortable with those methods at the time. So I designed a sew-in apparel holster, which is the FRS1, so it could sew into any lining of a business blazer, outerwear garment, or vest, and it even works with tactical gear. And then I also designed a concealed carry hoodie, which is that FRS1 retention holster permanently built inside. And you can actually pull the hoodie pouch down and it has a lining so that you won't see any printing from the outside of the garment. So those are two products that I can use in my daily life, you know, that allows me to carry my subcompact and compact firearms comfortably, whether I'm indoor or outdoor.
Wow, that's amazing. And you already got the patents, like everything, like situated and whatnot.
Yes.
Wow.
I have issued patents on both of those products, and I plan to sell them wholesale in bulk or work with different manufacturers to incorporate it into their own clothing so that I won't have to take over so much overhead of producing a clothing line on my own.
Okay. So that brings me back, because like when we were talking before, I know you said you wanted to like build it up and like sell it. So you're not talking about like completely sell the entire like Cute and Cocky brand, but you mean like get your products like at a wholesale kind of thing? So like they're out there like that? Or were you talking about building it up and just like selling it to the highest bidder?
Not just the highest bidder, but that is my goal, to sell it. I've been building this company for almost 6 years now. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I've had to work hard to get patents, trademarks, attend different expositions to get my product out there. So I've built the brand name. My brand name, Cutie Cock, is known nationally now. And I have the awareness for the brand, the interaction from, you know, the women that's involved with buying my products and testing my products. So I also have the sales, because everyone really kind of supports this new startup. You know, it's a new product, but they also support me as well as the brand ambassador. So I want to be able to either license out the patents so that other people can manufacture the holster into their own clothing. Mm-hmm. And I also want to be able to work with a company where if they're interested, they can buy out the rights to the patents and the trademarks. And possibly if they would like to keep me on as a marketing developer to promote the brand, you know, I would do that as well temporarily. But the goal is to benefit off of something that I've created and build a legacy for my family.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
People want you to work for years on something, you know, to say that you have a family-owned business that's in the business, but my family is not involved directly with my business. It's solely me, and I do not have any partners. And I've done this to a point where I have enough security to have someone either invest partially into it or fully just take over the operations and expand it to an international product and brand name. You know, I don't feel like I have that reach right now. I would love to continue doing what I'm doing, and that's what I'm doing. I'm expanding the brand. I told you that I'm doing a Cutie Cocky national tour right now. And that allows me to travel to multiple different states, meet with different firearm instructors, where I'll be able to meet at 5-star National Shooting Sports Foundation gun ranges and be able to promote and sell my products in wholesale. So I'll be able to get new dealers to sell my products in different states. And then I'll also be working with individuals on a larger scale that's interested in purchasing my company. And I could say, hey, we already have 25 stores throughout the United States that our products are sold in, but you have the opportunity to put them in thousands of stores. Mm-hmm. You know, they may be interested in it in that way. You know, so it's a lot of groundwork being done. And the industry is hot for a product and business like this. So who wouldn't want to own a concealed carry holster company with patents and trademarks already completed for them?
Right, because you've pretty much done all the quote unquote hard work, like getting, like you say, getting the patents and product testing, coming up with concepts and stuff like that. So let me ask you this. If you were, when the time comes for you to sell that business, would you start over, like building something else? Like, do you have other ideas like in mind or other stuff that you want to do or like that you want to build once you, you know, get this to where you want it and then sell it?
Yes. I feel like I'm a serial entrepreneur. That's been the goal since graduation. My specialty is in business management, marketing, and startups with entrepreneurship. So one of my goals is to be a community developer in Albany, Georgia. I plan on investing that money from the company into small startup businesses or investing into local business owners and even possibly starting my own indoor football arena team so that it can bring tourism to the city. So I can go back home and, you know, be, you know, I feel like they are more embrace me in my own community. Not saying I have to stay inside the city, but, you know, I have a multiple businesses going on and I can help other businesses. I can be a advisor for community development, economic development. And that's what I want. I even potentially may pursue becoming like a city manager. So I have career aspirations that I would like to tie in with my businesses.
Wow. That is amazing.
And expand my salon.
Well, that's the other thing, right? So like you got a natural hair salon where you was telling me like you're like the only certified like loptician like in your city, like down there in Carrollton. You know, licensed barber, stylist. So like just everything that you got going on and the fact that you wanna do it, like, you know, sometimes people they'll get like, you know, they want to do stuff, they want to build stuff, but they'll leave like their hometown or leave their city or leave, you know, like an area. It's like, oh, I want to go here, I want to go there, you know, I want to be like in a big city or whatever. You're doing everything right there in your hometown, basically building up your community. I mean, that's amazing. You started Cute and Cocky while you were in college. Like, that's phenomenal to me. Like, when you started it in college, were you like a freshman or like did it start like, you know, like towards the end near graduation?
I was a sophomore at the time of the incident. And so that kind of prevailed me working with my business mentors while I was in school because I actually was a triple major at the time. I had enrolled into going to school to get a bachelor's in accounting, business management, and marketing. So starting that business was something I was highly interested in doing from scratch. You know, I didn't expect it to be as big as it is now or how big as it can be. But I always was there creating a business plan for it. So that allowed me to most definitely shape the direction of my business because I had professors that were able to mentor me through it. Mm-hmm. And also had the resources of the school as well. You know, they supported me, they provided me the resources. And like I said, the instruction to how to properly build a business. So right now, if I can do that by starting multiple businesses and showing others in my community on how to start businesses, I had that business acumen to give them the proper direction and information.
I'm still stuck on triple major because like I was just happy to get into the University of South Carolina as a one major and one major, which I did not graduate in. Like I started in one, well, I guess theoretically you say I was a triple major. Like I started in one major, I got out of that, I got into another major, I got out of that. And then by the time I graduated a degree in the major that I finally ended up in, but dang, triple major. So was you like valedictorian, salutatorian, like anything like that when you graduated high school?
No, I was not actually. I actually didn't. I graduated with a 2.7 GPA. I was a part of the women's track and field team my senior year, and I was an advisor for the Dean's Council members. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of things. I was very active on campus during that time because I wanted that experience. I even studied abroad. Wow. To two countries. Prague and Czech Republic.
Yeah, okay. And what school, what college did you graduate from?
I graduated from the University of West Georgia.
Okay, the Wolves. Let me write that down with a high school senior. We need to add West Georgia on the list because, you know, like Just write that down, make a little note. Okay. No, that's awesome. I mean, golly, man. Like, so getting back to cute and cocky and then in the shooting industry, you said something earlier. You was like, the shooting industry is ripe right now, focusing a lot on Black gun owners, Black women gun owners, especially. Like, how have you been, like, received? Like, what was it like when you first started and you first started, like, presenting, like, your products and whatnot? Like, I mean, obviously, you know, there's what you would call, like, I guess, growing pains, like a growing spell and stuff. But, like, how has it been received in the industry?
I've been received personally very well. It's a new product and a new idea. So, of course, exposure was the main point. So I've been able to be an attendee to major events like SHOT Show, the USCCA Expos, the NRA meetings. And, you know, it's a very conservative Pro2A community. But I feel like we all have the same interest, which is, you know, having guns for personal protection. And you have to have a holster, you know, in order to carry them if you want to on body or in the car. So people are open-minded to firearm accessories in general. You know, I wasn't bringing them something totally new, so they was open-minded to at least check it out. And with my mentors, they've been able to put me in spaces where CEOs of different companies are able to give me feedback on these products or even share their interest in the product. I work with women and men, different companies, and even just attended such as a business owner events like the National Shooter Sports Range and Retailer Business Expo that's coming up in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Attending those type of events put me in an environment where, as a startup company, I can have exposure for my products and everyone can see them and, you know, show that I'm competing on that level, because I feel like you most definitely have to show up to be involved. So absolutely, I've shown up. And, you know, I've made my name, my face, my brand, and my company's product a predominant, you know, I would say hot topic over these past few years. So I've just been able to partner with these organizations now because they understand what, you know, I bring as far as bringing the Black audience of women to get more involved in shooting sports and hunting. You know, I'm glad you told me you do hunting too. Hey, we might have to set something up.
Hey, I mean, I know folks that can get you right, like with the rifle and stuff. I'm strictly a bow hunter. Like the only thing I've ever shot, like with a gun, is some ducks and geese and a couple of turkeys. Like this turkey up here that's behind me, you know, was a casualty of my 12 gauge. But I'm mostly a bow hunter. But if you want to take a step into that, I know some people that can get you right on them rifles.
Hey, I most definitely be interested because I want to, you know, have firsthand experience with it. Like I said, I don't come from that background, so I can only be gaining knowledge at this point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So given everything, like I said, that you're doing right now, and your long-term goals, like we've talked about that, we've established that, what's next, like right now? Like, what's the next thing for you? Like, what do you got going on right now?
I have the Cute and Cocky tour going on. Right now, I've been able to receive a grant from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the Heritage Hunting Grant. So I will be visiting at least 7 to 8 states, Georgia, Texas, Florida, New Orleans, Las Vegas, South Carolina, maybe. But
I was about to say, make sure you include South Carolina. That's right. Everybody know I'm a proud South Carolinian around here. So don't, you can't go into North Carolina. You got to go through South Carolina to get to North Carolina. So make sure, you know, you show South Carolina some love. Appreciate it. Please continue.
Yes. So we're visiting these states and partnering with different firearm instructors. They'll be either certified with the NRA or the USCCA to host women concealed carry classes or first shot beginner classes, where they just either be recruited to be involved more at the shooting gun range, or reactivating women that have firearms that rarely use it or go to the gun range to even test it out, or, you know, just getting them involved and engaged into the shooter sports industry, because, you know, this is a space I would say there's few Black women that's involved. Mm-hmm. So when I walk into a lot of these rooms, it's only a few of us, but it's not because they don't want to be there. It's sometimes they're not aware of it. And, you know, someone has to enlighten their interest into these events, because we don't necessarily go shooting pretty often. You know, we got some country girls out there that's out there doing their thing. Shout out to Yoki Stir Up, Lady Wick. You know, it's so many different women that's out there that inspire me to turn it up a notch. You go really get involved.
And that's awesome. That's and it's funny that you met that you mentioned Yoki Stirrup. Hopefully she sees this interview, because that's somebody else that I want to talk to as well. So shout out to Yoki, and hopefully she see this and will hit me up.
Yo gang.
I know, I've seen her video, man. That lady is wild. Like, she is out there like with no remorse, no fear at all. So shout out to
I plan on possibly setting something up with her so that I can get that real hands-on experience too. I think it'll be fun and it'll be interesting, and it would also get more women involved from seeing us doing it, you know, and inspire them to want to take up hunting or shooting sports.
Absolutely. Man, I really enjoyed this, like, just getting to talk to you, getting to learn more about your brand, learn more about what you're doing. Like I said, I would say 95% of the people that I interview or that I try to get to come on here, I pretty much know their background as far as, like, from a surface level, from, like, what I see on social media, like what I see, like, on, you know, like Facebook or Instagram or whatever, even like going to your website. So I've seen you for a while, as far as like what you were doing with the brand. It automatically caught my eye, just, you know, just you being out there and doing that stuff. So I really appreciate you coming by, spending some time with me, and letting everybody know more about what you got going on. Before you get out of here, where can people find you? Where, you know, like, hit them with Twitter, Facebook, website, all that stuff. let the folks know.
Okay, firstly, you can find our products at cuteandcocky.com, and we also are on Facebook at Cute and Cocky. We have a online women's group, which is the Cute and Cocky Club, where you can get updates on all of our upcoming events. And then we're also on Instagram at cute.cocky firearm apparel. We do have a YouTube channel at Cute and Cocky, but we most definitely are hyperactive on Facebook. So join us, reach out to us via email at cuteandcocky@gmail.com.
Man, that's awesome. Nikita, I really appreciate it. Thank you again for doing this. And we're going to be looking forward to seeing more from Cute and Cocky and more from you. And hey, I ain't got no hair, so you ain't got to worry about, like, trying to,
Hey, I do men beard lineup.
I was about to say, I might have to come down to Albany and let you line me up. You straight edge?
Yeah, got
a
razor for you.
Oh, boy. All right. We got to ease into that, because I seen the color purple, so I know what happens with that, what potentially can happen with that straight edge.
Lord, be careful out here. Look, never be compromised.
You know what I'm saying? So, thank you, Kita. I appreciate it.